You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Well, it's November, November the 1st, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. And, of course, we had the not unexpected vote yesterday. We're going to take a look at the Inquisition that is forming and the origins of it and so forth. We also have some news about the intersectional Me Too sisterhood of traveling burkas. Is that it keeps getting more and more complex. Yeah, it's about the intersectionality. You know, this is, we've had now the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas has come to the defense of Katie Hill. She should not be held accountable for the things that she's done and not held accountable to the law because, you know, she's a Democrat. And we're also going to be taking a look at the institutionalized child abuse that is running rampant in our country and now has come to Austin, just another example of why I hate this town. Unbelievable what is going on here. I mean, it's not just James Younger in Dallas, but it's what's happening here in Austin as well. And I've seen a lot of people now taking pot shots, you know, getting into the details of the divorce filing between the two parents and so forth. It's like, oh, look at this. You know, this one says this and this one says that. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what's going on between the two parents. What matters is that a child starting at age 3, was psychologically abused. And now they're going to physically mutilate this child at 8 years old if this isn't stopped. And we've got to stop this. All these other things, this fight between parents and everything, that's beside the point. As I listen to people debate this on local talk radio, sometimes I'm driving home. It has absolutely nothing to do with, well, what does this boy think? It doesn't matter if he thinks this or not. Where did he get these ideas at 3 years old? Like I said before, you know, at that age, I wanted to be Batman. kids don't have the ability to think responsibly like that. As a matter of fact, adults really don't either. The psychologist who studied it for decades and got punished on social media for saying this, I'll say it. I'll keep saying it. He said, you don't let somebody have a physical change until they've lived that way for 2 years and until they're at least 21 years old. And that guy was sympathetic to him. He said, hey, he's a psychiatrist. He said, this is a mental condition. But, you know, he's a Canadian. He wants the government to pay for it. But not until they've lived that way for 2 years as an adult. As an adult. And we're doing this to kids at 3 years old? Are you crazy? Why are you letting them do this to children in your midst? And it's not just a drag queen story hours. This is happening at schools. And it began with Planned Parenthood. Letting girls, young girls, have abortions without the permission of their parents. And now they're doing physical mutilation of children without their parents' permission, in defiance of their parents' wishes. We're also going to be taking a look at the proposed bipartisan legislation to give us life after Google. It's called the Filter Bubble Transparency Act. And this is something that is going to have very important implications for our freedom. Are we going to live in a technocracy? You know, we're going to be ruled by the technical elite. Yeah, we've got people who are, who want to do that, who've been working to do that, who talked about doing that 100 years ago. Elon Musk's grandfather created a society, you know, a corporation, Technocracy Incorporated. Canadian government said, wait a minute, you're trying to get rid of actual government. It's like, yeah, that's right. We're going to let the technocrats rule you. They already did that in Greece, right? They called that banker they put in charge. They called him a technocrat. That's okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, November the 1st, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at a lot of different issues today. We're even going to take a look at hippie communes. California is moving into the Stone Ages. They're literally burning the place down, saying it's all about climate alarmism. And we've got this story. I was going to talk about this yesterday. It's now up on the Drudge Report from The Guardian. Talking about how wonderful communes would be. The end of capitalism, say these communists. Of course, Bernie Sanders has a long history with communes. So do all the communists. Mao loved the idea of agricultural communes and his cultural revolution. So we're going to talk about that as well as what's going on with Google. There is an attempt, a bipartisan attempt, to get a look at what Google is actually doing, these technocrats who are ruling our lives. I think that's a very important thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why George Gilder, very, very good at spotting trends and announcing them ahead of time. He was the guy who saw cell phones coming and the iPhones and so forth. Steve Jobs had everybody reading his how he thought society is going to be changed by devices. Well, he wrote a book recently called Life After Google. He said, even though I'm in my 80s, he said, I believe I'm going to live to see life after Google. Google is built on big data, putting this out there for you to get access to it for free because you are the product. And now this will push back a little bit against that. But before we get into that, just a little bit of headline news. We have President Trump has given us a big announcement. That's right. He's saying goodbye to New York.
Some folks like to get away. Take a holiday from the neighborhood.
He's only spent 20 days in New York since he became president. Yeah, he went down to Miami Beach, Palm Beach actually, Mar-a-Lago, 99 days. He's not taking a Greyhound, he'll be taking Air Force One, and he's getting out of town. That's right, President Trump says goodbye to New York. I guess he could say goodbye to Hollywood as well, right? We can play that song as well. Goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye to New York, the Broadway, so forth. Yeah, he's had enough of the politicians. He said, I cherish New York and the people of New York and always will. But unfortunately, despite the fact that I pay millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by political leaders of both the city and state. That's putting it mildly. So he is declaring that his residence is going to be Mar-a-Lago. Again, he's spent five times as much time there as he has at his residence in New York since becoming president. Of course, he's in Washington most of the time. You know, Hillary Clinton was supposedly a resident of Arkansas, and she changed to New York, more comfortable there. So I think President Trump would be more comfortable anywhere other than New York. He probably doesn't want to go to Hollywood or California either. Meanwhile, we have Michelle Obama talking about white flight. White flight. As the Obamas spent $15 million to get an estate in Martha's Vineyard. Maybe somebody ought to also ask her, as we've brought it up many times, about the rising sea levels that they're talking about, right? But there, you know, she's always playing the race card. What do you call somebody who thinks about every issue in terms of race? Everything comes down to race for a person. I would think you would call that person racist, wouldn't you? I would. I would say that all these Democrats who can't talk about anything other than people's skin color are nothing other than racist and bigots. Of course, she's going to Martha's Vineyard, which is 95% white, only 2% black. And as Breitbart put it, Martha's Vineyard is almost as white as Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is less than 2% anything else, far less than that, less than one tenth of percent or whatever, a thousandth of a percent. So the incredible hypocrisy that we see everywhere just continues to increase. And so now Michelle Obama is, surprise, surprise, playing the race card. It's absolutely amazing. We've got Beto O'Rourke decided that he would go to Newtown, site of the Sandy Hook slaughter at the elementary school. A resident there took him on about it. She said, this is BS. It's about mental health, and it's about a war on boys and masculinity. Let's play the clip of this town hall meeting where she calls and shows that O'Rourke truly is a beta male. Here's that clip.
We're here to hijack this town and to try and make an issue out of getting guns out of good people's hands that can make a difference. And you know that, Beto.
Okay, we have something for her.
No, this is bullshit. It's about mental health, and it's about the war on boys and masculinity. You're bullshit by being there. Shame on you, Beto. Why do you debate me? Why do you debate me? Go ahead. Answer my question.
Picture what Beto was doing. Imagine Beto Mel was cowering under the podium at this point. All right, we get the idea. We get the idea. She wasn't going to be shut up. Yeah, she was pointing out, rightfully so, this is about mental health. You Democrats have done absolutely nothing. Why don't you debate me? And as one person pointed out, yeah, it would have been good to see Beto's face. I would have liked to have seen exactly how he was reacting. He had his surrogates there trying to get her under control. Also, in terms of the fight for free speech, we have a new proposed law. It's called the Filter Bubble Transparency Act, put out by Senator John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, but it has, it is co-sponsored by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. It is said that this would bring more transparency to the way that search engine filter results are used for individual searches. If passed, the law would require a search engine to notify users that their platforms use algorithms and also offer the users an opportunity to opt out of selected content. And it would impact anybody, like Google, that collects data from more than a million users and makes more than $50 million per year. The legislation, they said, is about transparency and consumer control. They believe, Thune says, he says, that's why I believe consumers should have the option to either view a platform's opaque algorithm-generated content or its filter-bubble-free content. And at the very least, they deserve to know how large-scale internet platforms are delivering information to their users. Of course, We've got Democrat Senator Mark Warner said consumers have limited understanding of how their data is being used and how platforms operate. Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, Jerry Moran and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut are also co-sponsors of the bill. The real issue here, now the Democrats are getting upset because they said they're making money here and they're not telling you how they're making money. Well, if you haven't figured out that if the service is free, you are the product by now, then that's a bit of a problem. I don't think you're ever going to figure out anything. But what is it, why are they calling this a filter bubble? Well, this has been a term that's been floated around quite a bit by people who have really been, ironically, pushing censorship on social media. They said the problem with social media is that all these people reinforce their biases. You've got a filter bubble. They don't listen to anybody else except people who agree with them. And so what they're saying is, well, maybe these senators, I think it's genius that he used that in the title of this, because maybe Google is the biggest filter bubble of them all, cutting out anybody that they don't agree with. Or their masters, the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know. But I'm here to tell you, every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use that I don't talk enough about is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show. The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we're looking at, got a couple more things to say about the filter bubbling of information. Again, this is something that the left and the people who have been supporting cancel culture and control of the internet have been wringing their hands about. They don't like the fact that you have certain preferences and that you exercise those preferences. I don't think that's a problem, quite frankly. But they do. And so they use that to censor people. And so now, Senator Thune and other people have put that in the title of a bill that would tell Google and others that they have to be a little bit more open in terms of telling you what they're doing with your data, but also telling you the algorithms that they're using to, and I don't know exactly how deep this is going to get. I don't think it's really going to go anywhere because the algorithms that Google uses to present information to you is their the essence of their business. They're going to fight that tooth and nail. They've got enough money, they can buy enough politicians to stop that. But that's what you should be aware of. And you should be aware of, here's where the filter bubble, in my opinion, gets bad. I remember, oh gosh, it must have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when Netflix was basically shipping discs around. We did it for a while. And they kept giving, and they thought they knew what I preferred. And they kept offering up the same movies to me over and over again. Even movies that I'd already seen from them, they kept putting that back to me. And then they would throw up a bunch of stuff that I didn't want. I really did not want. And I would tell them, they had a thing there, you know, I do not want to see this again. No matter how many times I told it, I do not want to see this again. They would keep throwing it back at me. And I couldn't escape their filter bubble. It's like, you guys have got a lot of stuff there. I would like to be able to browse this a little bit more easily, but they just kept throwing the same stuff at me. And that's exactly what they're doing now with news. That's what Google is doing with news. But it's very deliberate. It was just stupid on the part of Netflix, and we turned it off. But it's very deliberate when it's being done by social media, when it's being done by Google. And we do need some transparency there. As it comes out that the New York Times, a reporter there at the New York Times, said on public records that they knew about. A reporter who now works for the New York Times failed to report on public records that he had obtained in April that cut against Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that she was fired from a teaching position in 1971 due to pregnancy discrimination. Now, that's been revealed as a lie, right? Claim that she took that out. People went back and discovered evidence where she was talking about how that was a conscious decision between she and her husband. A career change as she had a child. But she said, oh, no, they fired me. You know, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim of my red skin. I'm a victim of a woman who was pregnant. I was just a mama with a baby. And they fired me because I had a baby on the way. Well, that's actually a lie. And Reed Epstein, who was then working for the Wall Street Journal, filed an open records request to inspect and obtain copies of public records relating to her time teaching at Riverdale. In response to his request, he received school board minutes that challenged Warren's story. It wasn't just what she spoke about, but he sat on it. He sat on it. He covered it up. It was kind of a filter bubble. You know, he's going to filter that so that you don't see anything bad about Elizabeth Warren. DuckDuckGo, in terms of other legislation, DuckDuckGo has proposed Of course, I don't think anybody's going to take him up on it, has proposed a Do Not Track Act of 2019. And more than anything, it should be a reminder that they don't track you like Google does, like other search engines do. That's really the point of this legislation, but it's a point well made and a point that you should pay attention to if you value your privacy. You know, Gerald Celente was on yesterday, and one of the things that he had to say was he said, look at unrest across the world. So look at how many different places we've got that are in where we've got violence, you know, Chile and other places, Hong Kong. Listen to the list of places that's put together by Rabobank, headline on Zero Hedge. We now have mass public unrest in France, Spain, Algeria, Iraq, of course we caused that, Lebanon, Egypt, Hong Kong, Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia, and other places. And they've actually got a map on this, and it's really getting very broad. Now, there's not mass public unrest in Germany, for example, but you have a new party, AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, got to second place ahead of Merkel's party in a recent regional election. You have the situation that's going on with the EU. Question is, will the EU grant an extension to the UK? Or will France veto that? You know, they were supposed to be out yesterday, and here we are. It's now November 1st, and guess what? Brexit did not happen. And they had a bad day yesterday. As Mishtalk points out, the anti-Brexit People's Vote campaign, which is a campaign to redo the election. They didn't get the result that they wanted, so they're going to ignore it and delay it for years. You know, that was back in 2016. I think it was June or July, something like that. It was in the summer of 2016. And here we are in November of 2019, and it still hasn't happened yet. And they're still pushing to do another election. And the people who are behind that, the People's Vote campaign, they called it, has now disintegrated into an open feud among nine different subgroups. Now think about that. Think about what that really tells us. As I was saying, was it yesterday, 2 days ago? I said, it's not just the push against consolidation into global control. And of course, that was the stepping stone to a single world government envisioned by Zbigniew Brzezinski and others, was to have kind of a trilateral world, a three-part world. You would have trade blocks in Europe, in North America, in Asia. And then after those trade consolidations, they would move then towards economic consolidation, common currency like they did in the European Union and so forth. And then as problems would inevitably arise, we would say, well, we just have to have more political concentration in Brussels or wherever, as we've seen. And we had a lot of people talking about not just the North American Free Trade Agreement, but also the North American Union. We had many think tanks addressing it that way. Many of them proposing, for example, that Homeland Security just patrol the perimeter around Canada, America, and Mexico to create a true North American Union. A common currency was also proposed at the same time. So they were going to create these three different trade blocks. And then they would be able to group them together into a global governance. Now, as people are pushing back against that trend, as I said, it's not going to stop there. It's going to go the other direction. National governments have become too large to govern effectively, and that includes America. But just take a look at this anti-Brexit campaign. They don't want this to break off, but then you have the actual Remainers fracturing within nine different subgroups. Yes, we are approaching a fourth turning. It is a generational turn, and it is permeating every society across the world at the same time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping.
The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. Infowarsstore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the Infowar. A total 360 win. Infowarsstore.com. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. VasoBeats, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. Infowarsstore.com, and your purchases fund the Infowar.
Infowars.com/show.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, folks, when you look at what is going on with us, as I said before, I'm just going to repeat this list of countries. France, Spain, Algeria, public unrest in all these places. France, Spain, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, Hong Kong, Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador, Bolivia. On and on. You know, when I look at the book, The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe, these are the guys who have a generational view of history. And they're the ones who coined the terms millennial and many others. They went back 500 years in American and British history looking at how history basically recycles itself. saying if you look at generations being spaced about 20 years apart, you have a cycle of four generations, kind of like the cycles of the seasons that we have. And there is a major change that sweeps through society every fourth generation. They call it the fourth turning. It's usually accompanied by massive unrest, civil war, economic collapse. The last fourth turning we had was the Great Depression of World War II. Prior to that, it was the Civil War. Prior to that, it was the American Revolution. They went back, tracing it 500 years. Very good in terms of the data that they put together. They certainly convinced me. They make a very convincing argument. Of course, one of them has passed on now, but before they did, and they wrote this book back in the 90s, they said sometime around the mid-2000s, we'll have some kind of a global financial event. Whoa. Yeah, we did, didn't we? The Greater Recession. And they said that'll kick off this fourth turning. And it'll, you know, it doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen at once with one event. It doesn't happen immediately. It happens over a period of years. I mean, the Civil War was one that was relatively short, but usually it takes about 10 to 20 years for it to go through. They said probably around 2029, 2030. And isn't it interesting that for quite some time now, the UN gave us a more specific date about when they wanted to reorder society. No longer the UN Agenda 21, but then it became the UN 2030 Agenda for sustainability and smart cities and so forth. And now this is rolling through. So as we look at the Brexit situation, even the anti-Brexit People's Vote campaign is disintegrating into something of a civil war. President Trump was on with Nigel Farage yesterday. Nigel Farage has a radio program, LBC Radio, and he was interviewing President Trump yesterday. And President Trump had this to say, as reported by Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. He said, you're being held back by the European Union, said President Trump. So are other countries in the EU. You have countries, Italy and others, that will do much better, frankly, without the EU. But if they want to have a union, that's fine. Yeah, he should have chosen Ted Malik as his EU ambassador. President Trump should have. Ted Malik, who said of the European Union, kind of what had been said at the time of the American Revolution. You know, we've seen other empires fall and come apart. He says, I think it's about time we see the European Union come apart. He should have been the guy that President Trump sent to the European Union. Very, very intelligent, very well educated in history. And yet they got very upset about that. That's exactly what we wanted to see President Trump do. As I've said, President Trump, I think President Trump needs to disagree with these people more, but be a little bit less disagreeable about it. And that would certainly be a way to disagree with them without being disagreeable. You know, Ted Malik could basically stick the knife in. He could do it with a lot of finesse. And it would have been good to have him there. But it's not the first time that President Trump or people who support President Trump have talked about the disintegration of the European Union. I believe that's going to happen. And I think it's going to not stop there. As I said, it's going to go down even further. Talking about well-educated people here, we have in New York City, you'll now be able to graduate without attending school in an absence policy loophole. And you'll be able to get a city diploma without having this determined by seat time. And quite frankly, this is one of the few things that I've seen coming out of New York that I agree with. I remember back in North Carolina, my wife and I had a young guy that was working for us. He was still in high school, and we got to know him when the police were chasing him simply because he was skateboarding around the shopping center where he had a retail store. He said, come on in. You can hide out here. And we became close friends, and we wound up hiring him, and he was going to be the salutatorian, but they almost didn't graduate him because you got this idea that was brought into the school systems that you had to be there a certain number of days. And he was actually legitimately sick. And even though he was sick, they were not going to let him graduate. And he just barely got through that. He missed it by like one day. They just had this hard-coded thing there. And I think that's just idiotic. It's one of the many reasons why my wife and I decided not to put our kids in institutions that they call government schools. That and many other things. And of course she taught in them, and so we both attended them, so we knew exactly what they were, and we knew how bad they were getting even at the time, 20, 30 years ago. But now the kids can pass or be promoted even if they're chronically absent, which they define as missing more than 10% of the days, as long as they meet class expectations. In other words, if you can pass the test, you ought to be able to graduate. That's something I've always agreed with. I had, back in the time when I went to school, we didn't have the opportunity to do homeschooling. I would have preferred to do that as a student, much preferred to do that. I think most kids would. One time we had our kids at a playground at a Burger King when they were young, and another kid about their age was there, and they all started playing, and the kid said, "So where do you go to school?" They had a year-round school. We're on break right now. Do you guys go to this school too? No, we're homeschooled. You're homeschooled? You don't have to go to school? That's not fair. He just kept saying, that's not fair. It's like, well, he thought they were getting away with something. Just like Carl Hess, who was the speechwriter for Barry Goldwater, the guy that came up with extremism in defense of liberty is no vice and so forth. Carl Hess, he grew up, he was maybe 20, 30 years older than I. And so he grew up at a time when they came after people for truancy really hard. And his mother homeschooled him. And she had to keep moving to stay ahead of the truancy officers. Now, it wasn't that rigid when I was going to school. But I had better things to do than spend time in the classroom. I was interested in things. I wanted to study things. And so a lot of times I'd just say to my mom, I don't want to go today. She'd write me a note. I had an English teacher who got very, very upset about that. And even though I aced all the tests, she gave me a B. And I had a lot of friends who we were in AP classes together, and they were really upset about that because they were all about grades. I didn't care about grades. I really didn't care about them at all. And they wanted me to protest that. And I said, I don't care. What really bothers her, in my opinion, is the fact that I can pass all of her tests without ever being here. So that's the best revenge that I could possibly have. So now, at least in New York City, where they spend more per capita than any other school jurisdiction, but they wind up with kids who are in the high 90s in terms of illiteracy, high 90% rate, between 95 and 98% illiterate on average. In New York City. Same thing with math. That's why, folks, if you're thinking about homeschooling your kids, you can't do any worse than the government schools. Don't be so performance-oriented. You know, relax. Education isn't the filling of a bucket. It's the lighting of a fire. My mother understood that. Carl Hess's mother understood that. If you're a parent, you need to understand that and not be so obsessed with somebody giving you a gold star. Watch the end of The Wizard of Oz if you want to get any more explanation on that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over the top good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Before we get into some police state news, and I'm going to get into all this, we will eventually get into the Inquisition that took another step yesterday. It's important to keep up with that and to keep up with some of the things that are developing there. But I really want to focus more on where government gets in your face at home, as opposed to these squabbles that are happening, these partisan squabbles that are happening there. Yes, President Trump needs due process, but so do we. And I see too much fixation by the corporate news media on both sides, either excusing the authoritarian approaches that they are taking towards President Trump, or all of them are ignoring what is happening to you and I as we interface with government and cannot escape interfacing with government. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you about the products that we have that at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell there, the products that you buy to support your health, supports us, supports independent free media. It's what's kept us going in the face of massive censorship from the technocracy. And all of them working together, the largest companies the world has ever seen, working together to purge us out of the digital public square. And as I said yesterday, the efforts by Twitter to say, well, we're not going to sell any ads, it's just a logical extension. The same thing happened, as I pointed out yesterday, and when Obama was pushing through Obamacare, he had ABC there every day, and the Republicans said, well, we would like to have some equal time to rebut what he's saying about Obamacare, because he's making the case for it as they were trying to pass it and giving only one side of it. ABC said, no, we're not going to give you equal time. They said, well, we'd like to buy political ads then to rebut it. We'll pay for it, the RNC said. They said, no, we're not going to sell it to you. We see the same thing happening now in social media. We're not going to let you speak as the general public. You're not going to be allowed to speak about what you see and hear. As a matter of fact, you're not going to be allowed to see and hear things that Twitter and Google and Facebook don't want you to see and hear. And then if you come in and say, well, we'll pay for ads to put that. No. You're not going to do that either. This is what you have to push against, folks. And we have to go back, pull it back to the next, the previous level, where everybody went to websites. You go directly to InfoWars or to other websites to get information. I'm pushing that out in terms of creating a website. We still have that under development. Don't like the website builder that I've got there. So we're moving it out to something that's more generalized to a WordPress thing. But basically where you can find my content, where it's going to last a little bit longer, where I can do some of the larger, put together an article that brings together some of these trends, because we hit this stuff on a daily basis with the updates as to what's happening on the news. Libertarian is where that's going to reside. But that's a work in progress. Still working on it in my spare time with my son. If you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, everything in this program is supported by the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 40 to 70% off. It's not going to last much longer. We're going to have to end this sale pretty soon. It's been going on for a while. We're running out of product because it is so deeply discounted. These natural supplements, these nutraceuticals, they call them, because they take natural nutrients and combine them to make them more effective, whether it's something that's going to relax you and help you to get to sleep, like Knockout, or whether it's something that is going to help you fight inflation, like Bod Ease. We now have those, both of those, 50% off. Some of the items are 70% off. And we have X3 Nascent Iodine, which is 70% off. We also have Living Defense at $19.95. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the lowest price we've ever had, at $147. And that is a very, very effective product to keep the air in your home, which is going to be closed up tightly during the winter months. We close it up pretty tightly during the summer months here as well because it gets so hot. But, yeah, if you're going to close it up to try to keep it heated, you're going to have a concentration of natural contaminants in your home that can get toxic, actually. Not only the outgassing of radon, but also cooking, outgassing of many textiles and products that you have in your house, floors, counters, and so forth. This is a great way to clean your air. Silent, attractive, very, very effective. It even shows you when it's working. It's got a little discreet light there on the side that is blue if it's and very silent. It might step it up if it senses that there's a lot of a contaminant in the air, like if you're frying something and it puts out a lot of smoke because it burns or something like that. It'll turn red, and then it'll start with that and take that out. That's the cheapest, lowest price we've ever had, Alexa Pure Breeze. Many other products, even some of our newest products like VasoBeet, the vasodilator, concentrated beet juice, but very, very effective. You know, the ancient Greeks said, let food be your medicine. And it can be very effective medicine. And so this is a concentrated form of beet juice. It acts as a vasodilator, dilates your blood vessels. So we got a lot of different products, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have free shipping and double Patriot points, and it will be ending soon. Okay, let's take a look at some of the things that are happening around the country. We have in Kentucky, of all places. This is not in California. This is not in New York or Washington State. This is in Kentucky. And in Kentucky, you have a bureaucracy there, the Kentucky Board of Optometric Examiners is looking at a charity, Kendall Optometry Ministry. Their mission is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by providing eyeglasses to the poor and homeless throughout the world. They have free eye clinics for the poor and the homeless, and it distributes used and new glasses, all of which have been carefully measured for their corrective properties and cataloged. And the professional optometrists don't like that. Their board of examiners doesn't like that. And so what they have said, that it violates state licensing laws. And they're saying, well, you know, we might, we want fines put against these people. And as a Free Thought Project is talking about this, and the trial that is coming up with Rutherford Institute defending them, you know, if you don't pay the fine, then they'll come to arrest you. And sometimes people get shot. We have some stories about that as well, if they come to arrest you. Instead of commending this eyeglass ministry for its notable efforts to improve the lives of the homeless and the poor, the government has opted to turn a blind eye to its beneficial impact on the community. And, of course, it was started in 2003. A retired electrical engineer and devout Christian started the ministry after hearing that a lot of homeless people couldn't get jobs because they couldn't see well enough. So he said, well, you know, there's a lot of stories about Jesus giving sight to the blind, so I'll do that with this ministry. Kind of inspired him to do that. And the government comes in, and instead of seeing amazing grace, they come in with their system of legalism, you know. Forget about the, once I was blind, but now I see. No, we don't care about that. And what do these optometrists care about anyway? Do they really think that this is costing them any money? These are people who are homeless and poor and can't afford the eyeglasses. And they're not going to be going to buy eyeglasses from somebody. Why can't they just leave them alone? And the amazing thing about this to me is that it's in Kentucky. You know, quite frankly, Senator Rand Paul, who is an ophthalmologist, he needs to get involved in this. Good opportunity for you, Senator Paul. I probably should reach out to Gary Haven, because Gary Haven, who has flown Senator Paul down to Haiti and other places many times to do charity work, to operate on people who cannot see. Senator Paul donates a lot of his time to do free surgery to get it, get people where they can see. And, Gary Haven has flown him to places where he could do that. I would think that, Senator Paul would agree that the poor people in his state ought to be able to be given free eyeglasses without interference from some bureaucracy. I would imagine he would be all over that if he knows about it. We also have, now this is in Washington State, this is a family facing fines of $2,500 a day because they were cutting firewood to give away to the poor. Again, they refused to sell this. This guy and his sons have been doing this for quite some time. But they work 8 months out of the year. Hard labor. They don't even use a mechanized log splitter. They do all the log splitting by hand. The guy says, I've gone through more chains for my chainsaw than most people do in a lifetime. But they split all the wood by hand. They stack it on their property so they can give it away during winter months to people who can't afford to buy it. And now you've got the people there are threatening to fine or jail them if they don't stop that. How do we stop this kind of government? More on this when we come back.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian Socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. Infowars.com is on the back. Get yours today at Infowarsstore.com and support free speech by supporting Infowars while having a great hat. Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation, so please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you, and it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I was just talking about this situation in Kentucky where you got this one guy retired, he started a ministry to give eyeglasses to the poor. And the grace of Christ that he was trying to illustrate there runs up to the legalism of the bureaucracy there. So these Pharisees say you can't do that. Actually, I guess they call themselves in this particular case optometrists. And then we have the case in Washington, as I was also saying, this family. The Tenth Circuit Court ruled yesterday, we'll get back to the firewood thing, but we had the Tenth Circuit Court Tuesday, that a Colorado family is not entitled to compensation after their home was destroyed in a 19-hour standoff between police and a shoplifter. And so this guy is a shoplifter. He takes a couple of shots at the police. They chase him. He takes refuge in this family's home. The only person home at the time was a 9-year-old who got out of the home. And then this person barricades himself. And the suspect was Jonathan Seacat. He barricaded himself in these people's home. They have absolutely nothing to do with this guy. And it took 19 hours. And over the 19 hours, as they were trying to get him out, they eventually used a boom ram on an armored vehicle to tear open holes in the home so they could expose him and make it easier for a sniper to find him. Rendered uninhabitable by the standoff, the Lex had to rebuild their home from the ground up. And so then they asked the local government there, Greenwood Village, to compensate them. And the best that Greenwood Village would do was to offer them $5,000 with the help of being rendered homeless. But they refused any accountability for the home's destruction. Right, we'll give you $5,000 for the home that we destroyed since you're homeless. Isn't that nice? Isn't that special? So they sued, and a U.S. district judge, a George Bush appointee, George W. Bush, sided with the city, Greenwood Village, found that the destruction was justified given the circumstances. And now it's gone to the Tenth Circuit Court, and an Obama judge said, we likewise reject their assertion that police power does not encompass a state's ability to seize property from an innocent owner. Listen to that. Listen to that. The state has the ability to seize property from an innocent owner. I repeat that. The federal judge says the state has the ability to seize property from an innocent owner. And, of course, this has been going on for quite some time. They call it civil asset forfeiture. And usually they pretend, we're just charging your property with a crime. We're not charging you even with a crime. We haven't found you guilty of anything. We're just going to take your property. If you want to do something about it, you got to sue us in civil court. You don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't get any due process. Like President Trump. Hear that, President Trump? You're not the only one who's not getting due process. Do something about this. Civil asset forfeiture came in with Reagan. In the war on drugs, it was Reagan's attorney general that put that fiction in there. These people said, well, we have the Constitution, and under the Takings Clause, if this is something that's done for the benefit of the government, and clearly, you know, getting this dangerous individual out there was something that was done for the benefit of the community, done on behalf of the community for the government, then basically the community, the government, ought to compensate the individual who had their property taken for the purposes of the government. That is, keeping people safe, right? And they said, no, 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 no. Just because, according to the LECs, the families, the defendants, that is, the local governments, the defendant's conduct amounts to taking because the officers physically intruded upon and ultimately destroyed their home. But we don't think that when the state acts to preserve the safety of the public, the state is not burdened with the condition that the state must compensate for losses that that people sustain, because we have to put at the foremost the safety of organized society. Society is made up of individuals, and if you can take their property and destroy it for no reason, then you're not protecting the community, are you?
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I think we need to think about this particular case, because this is now a case that has gone beyond just one jurisdiction in Colorado. It's gone into federal court. We've had two levels of federal court now. The 10th Circuit Court has made an amazing statement that police power is something that transcends your ability to be safe and secure. It's really what we're talking about. Or your ability to have property. Or even to have liberty, right? And this is yet another case of judges coming in and trashing individual liberty, trashing individual property, doing it in the name of collective safety. And let me tell you something. There is no collective safety if the government can come in with the police. In this particular case, again, a fleeing shoplifter got into a shootout with the police, barricaded himself into a house that only had one person in it, a nine-year-old, who got out. But then started a shootout with the police. It lasted for 19 hours. In order to get him out, the police essentially destroyed the home with a battering ram. And then the people said, okay, we're homeless now. You need to compensate us for the home that you destroyed. You know, like the takings clause in the Constitution of the United States and in the state of Colorado. And the statements from these federal judges, one of them a George W. Bush appointee, the other one an Obama appointee, are just stunning. Absolutely stunning that we can seize property from an innocent owner. We don't care. And it doesn't matter because even though the officers physically intruded on and ultimately destroyed their home, this is not a taking because we're there to preserve the safety of the public. What does that even mean? What does that even mean if the public doesn't consist of individuals? It's just an abstract lie. Just like the idea that we're going to keep you safe, so we got to take your liberty. Got to keep you safe, so we're going to take your rights, your property rights as well. And that's exactly what they're talking about. The safety of organized society can't be burdened with any conditions. You know, like the Constitution or the very purpose that government was created to protect your life and your liberty and your property. No. We can't be burdened with any of that. And so it's absolutely amazing. And if they're going to say that because the officers physically intruded there and ultimately destroyed the home, that's okay. It's not a taking, you know, like an eminent domain type of taking. Well, then maybe it's the type of thing that's prohibited by the Third Amendment. Maybe we got for the first legitimate time here in modern times a violation of the Third Amendment where you can't be forced to house troops who will ultimately destroy your home. I don't know. This is absolutely insane. But again, looking at how local governments and bureaucracies are even coming after charities. And when I look at this, I look at this situation with the eyeglasses in Kentucky, with the family that was putting together firewood for poor people and handing it out for free. Governments don't like that. You know, government wants to be seen and always acts as God. That is a long-established aspect of tyrants. They see themselves as God. They want to be omnipotent. They want to know everything about you, be omniscient, and they want to be in every aspect of your life, omnipresent. They want to be seen as God and as giver, don't they? Oh, come to me. I will give you free health care. I'll give you free education. I'll give you free housing. I'll give you free food. I'll give you, you know, you name it. I'll give it to you for free, right? Free, free, free. But there's always strings attached to that. And everything that they give you for free, the big string that's attached to that is that they get control over your life. And when I look at them coming after these people who are giving out free eyeglasses to the poor or free firewood to the poor, I got to say, this is just because they hate the competition. They want to be seen as God and as giver. You know, you go back to Alexis de Tocqueville when he wrote Democracy in America. He's a Frenchman who had experienced socialism in France. He came to America and he said, oh, this is wonderful. Instead of everybody turning to government and begging government to help them, the community just comes together and helps people on its own. It's based out of a Christian ethic, he said. And this is really wonderful. Well, we don't have democracy in America anymore. We got demagogues. Demagogues, like the Democrat Party. Demagogues who want to be seen as God and as giver. And so in Washington State, Lake Stevens, Washington, these people are stacking firewood on their property, and now the government bureaucrats are coming after them. The individual's name is Shane McDaniel. He runs his own charity and his own private property. He doesn't have a formal organization like this guy in Kentucky who created a Christian ministry to give eyeglasses to the poor. No, he's just doing this with his sons. He collects downed trees from the local area. He cuts them up with his chainsaw. As he said, I've gone through more chains than most people do in a lifetime already. They split it into firewood by hand using an axe, he and his sons. And then they deliver it to those in need using people in the community who also volunteer and help them to deliver it. And McDaniels has been doing this for years. He was even featured on a local news show last year, which earned him the nickname Robin Wood. And I guess that's what got him into trouble. See, the government doesn't like I said, competition. They don't want to see somebody being applauded for doing something voluntarily. See, the government needs to give it to you. They need to tell you that you're entitled to get various services, and they need to be seen as the giver. They always want to shut down anybody that's operating out of their control. And so the family is now facing $2,500 a day fines. $2,500 a day. Because they want to help people. He said they get a lot of offers from people to buy the wood, but he will not sell it to them. He said, we've had lots of offers to buy it, but there's no amount of money that would be worth swinging that axe 8,000, 8 million. He said, 8 million times. Donating it, that, however, is totally different. So as hard as that work is, splitting all those logs by hand, he said, there's no way that this is worth it for me to sell this. I get paid just by donating it to people because I like to do that. And when I saw that, it reminded me of the story of John Scriven. He's the guy who wrote the words to what eventually became the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. He was an Irishman, and the day before he was supposed to get married, his fiancée drowned. He was so upset that he had to leave that area, just start a new life. And so he went to Canada. He goes to Canada, he starts a new life, and he meets another woman. And just a few weeks before they're to get married, she gets sick and dies. And so he just takes a vow of poverty and says, I'm just going to help other people. And that's exactly what he did, what these people are doing here, McDaniel. He went out and he cut firewood and he gave it to people for free. And he would have people come to him and say, I'd like to buy some of that firewood. He wouldn't sell it to anybody. He would only do it for free. And that's what he did for the rest of his life. When his mother back in Ireland died, he was too poor to go back and see her. So he wrote the poem, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and he sent that to her. And then through a series of circumstances, somebody got it and put it to music, and it eventually became a pretty famous hymn. If you're a Christian, you probably know that, back in the 1800s. And that's exactly what these people are doing. That's exactly what Shane McDaniel is doing. You can't buy my wood. My sons and I will work really hard at this, but it's not for sale. Not for sale. Ah, then we have, though, in the 20th century, we don't have the world that Alexis de Tocqueville saw. No, we have bureaucrats who will say, you got wood stacked on your property, that'll be $2,500 a day. How long do you think? Do you think these guys are rich? You think Shane McDaniel is rich? It won't take them long before they turn him into a poor person, before they take his home. We got to stand together and stand up against this kind of stuff, and we got to do it at the local level. There's a lot of tyranny at the local level. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Pay attention to due process for the little man. And one of the places that this has been the most egregious, of course, is in civil asset forfeiture, where the government comes in, they charge an inanimate object, maybe it's a car, you know, it's a U.S. government versus, and then they give a description of the car, or the home, or $9,000 in cash, or whatever. And most of the time, this is done against poor people. Most of the time, nobody is convicted, nobody is even charged. And as President Trump is facing a inquisition, a witch hunt, and that's exactly what it is, we have to take a look at what the Washington is doing under Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Jeff Sessions, even though many states and even Obama's Attorney General were pulling back and saying, we're not going to push on the civil asset forfeiture as much, Jeff Sessions wanted to go back in and re-escalate it. And, of course, it began with Ronald Reagan's attorney general. And so even though we've got 15 state legislatures that have made forfeiture dependent on criminal conviction, imagine that. Imagine that. That, like the Constitution says, you will get a fair trial. We'll be allowed to know what the charges against you are. You will be able to call witnesses in your defense. You'll be able to have a defense. And then even if you're found guilty, there's a prohibition against excessive punishment. Well, that's not the way the bureaucracies work. And it's not just the drug war. All kinds of bureaucracies are doing this type of thing. They say it's a civil action because you violated a rule. And because it's civil, you don't get any due process. And because it's civil, you have to sue us. So guess what? Most of the people who get ripped off are poor. And that's exactly what's happening in South Carolina, for example. 65% of the cases involved black men, although black men are only 13% of the state's population. In Chicago, what they would do is they would go in and they'd take cars from people, not charge them with a crime. No, that's going to take too long, cost too much money. We might not get a conviction. Let's just take the property. Let's just take the car. And most of the time, the car was about $1,000. So they were taking it from poor people. Because in Chicago, if you wanted to take them to court to try to get your property back and argue that you're innocent, you had to prove that you're innocent in a civil case. Not that they had to prove that you're guilty, but you had to prove that you're innocent. It cost you $900 to even start the procedure. So guess what? Most of the stuff they were taking was right around $900, $1,000 or so. And it didn't make any sense for people to do that, even if they could put together the money. It didn't make any sense for them to do that. So yeah. I'm sympathetic to President Trump, but not as sympathetic as I am to people across this country. And this is being done and driven by the federal government. Again, President Trump's Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, was the one who was trying to push it, escalate it back. I don't know where Barr is. Barr, to his shame, has been silent about this. He ought to be getting us back to the Constitution. See, it'd be a really good thing for President Trump to argue from a principled position that he's going to defend the rights of the little people to have a presumption of innocence and a fair trial and due process and so forth before he does it for himself. Perfect opportunity to argue that, to extend that out, to get other people on his side. In South Carolina, we had a circuit court judge there rule that civil asset forfeiture is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment. And of course it is. Absolutely it is. Problem is that his decision doesn't apply outside of his courtroom. But it may be used in South Carolina to have some kind of reform there like they do in 15 other states. But even in those states where they've passed civil asset forfeiture, you've got the corrupt federal government still telling people, well, if you take that money from them, we'll split it with you. How about that? Incentivizing it. In South Carolina, they seized more than $17 million from people over the course of the last 3 years. And who gets that money? The people who seized it. Law enforcement officials. Nearly 800 times when police seized money or property, no criminal charge was filed. They're just thieves. Thieves robbing people on the road. Highway robbery with a uniform and a gun. In another 800 cases, somebody was charged with a crime, but they were not convicted. They took the property anyway. And so this has to be changed. And again, the way that you're going to do it is not in Washington. Washington doesn't care about anybody but themselves. You're going to have to do it at the local level. You're going to have honest people like this South Carolina Circuit Court judge. His name is Judge Stephen H. John. Good for you, Judge John. We need more people like that. And when we talk about taking the gun or taking the gun and doing the due process later, as President Trump said, the red flag gun laws, how's that going to look? You know, we had a case that just came to light. A U.S. man dropped his gun, San Bernardino, California. This is the shooting that corporate media really doesn't freak out about. You know, they freaked out about the other shooting in San Bernardino, but not about this one. He drops his gun, puts his hands up, and then the cops shot him 5 times. A cop. The officers yelled at Richard Sanchez to drop his gun. Eventually he did. He started to walk toward law enforcement out of a house that a relative had called 911 to say that he was intoxicated, making threats, and saying irrational things. Sounds like a red flag situation, doesn't it? Now, this person is kind of dangerous, so come and do something about it. Or he's got a gun, even. I mean, you're making threats to people, or just has a gun, so come and get it. So they shouted for him to put his hands up. He did that. Stop, said the officer. But he kept walking with his arms still raised. 3 seconds and 2 commands later, the officer opened fire and body camera footage now released by the police in San Bernardino, California, shows that 5 shots killed him. And a woman is screaming as he falls on the lawn. How many times are we going to see this played out over and over again with red flag gun laws? We've already had one individual killed. He didn't know what was going on. Why are you here? Why are you trying to take away this gun from me? Had relatives who reported him to the police. This is the kind of world that we live in, but I've got some good news for you. We'll talk about that when we come back. But this is actually coming out of Broward County, where they had the Parkland shooting. And, of course, that sheriff was fired because he had a deputy who did nothing, and they kind of covered that up or whatever. But because of the procedures that were there, they fired Sheriff Israel. And now this is the guy who's taken his place. And we're going to show you something that happened there with one of his deputies and then show you what he did and give him a shout out, because this is what has to happen. You've got to have people like that judge in South Carolina, people like this particular sheriff. When something goes wrong, these people have power at the local level. A sheriff has power at the local level. A judge has power at the local level to set these things right and to defend the life and the liberty of people. But when I look at this guy who they call 911, and even though he can be seen very clearly having his arms up, because he didn't do exactly what the cop said, and we've seen this type of thing happen before. One man was killed. He was on his hands and feet, unarmed. The cops just unload everything in the gun into this guy because he didn't follow orders exactly. I mean, if somebody's disoriented or if they're confused, I mean, is this a fatal game of Simon Says or something? Is that the way we're going to allow the police to act?
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's okay to be okay politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the okay symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish, you don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Let's take a look at something that actually went right. Went right with law enforcement. First it went wrong, but then you had somebody ultimately set it right. And the real standard for this, as Frank Serpico has said, he said, look, any institution, not just the police, any institution, it's going to have bad people in it. It's going to have good people in it, and it's going to have bad people in it. If you don't want the institution to go bad, you get rid of the bad people in it. If you protect the bad people, then the institution itself becomes bad. That was Frank Serpico's point. Again, the guy who was the subject of the movie Serpico with Al Pacino, the New York cop who blew the whistle on corruption, and then they tried to kill him. He got shot in the face, had to go live in Switzerland, and he's become a an encourager of people who, you know, to do the right thing, especially other policemen. And he has spoken on that many times. And so here's the situation we got in Florida, in Broward County. A Florida sheriff has gone against the Standards Committee's recommendation and fired a deputy who was caught punching a suspect handcuffed to a gurney earlier this year. Now, we've got the body cam footage here. That's what we're, let's play that body cam footage video 11, and then we'll play the statement from the sheriff. But let's play the body cam footage first.
It's gonna be my ass, and it's gonna be my ass again.
Okay, so the audio is going in and out, and he's got him strapped to a gurney, and the guy is, he's saying, he's gonna beat me again. And look at that, he's strapped to a gurney, and this is not body cam footage, this is footage inside the hospital room. He's got the guy completely strapped on him, he's beating him. Okay, that's something that rightfully outrages everybody. He was suspended without pay for quite some time, but from the force for a total of 30 days as punishment for violating protocol.
I'm not doing anything. Leave it on the ground. I'm not
and then as this came before the committee, the standards committee, they didn't want him fired. Isn't that amazing? So that's the problem, is we've got a lot of police unions and other, you know, standards committees like this that don't want to purge somebody who is a bad actor out of the organization. He's going to beat me. He's going to beat me again. He's heard overheard saying before the video's audio briefly cuts out, and you can see him walking over to the bed. The deputy then pushes and punches the suspect, ordering him to lay down. O'Connell complies and then has his other wrist handcuffed to the bed shortly after his arm is twisted again by the officer. The situation was, this is a 26-year-old suspect, David O'Connell, arrested for allegedly attempting to assault a Walmart employee and then taken to the hospital despite refusing medical attention. And then charged with resisting arrest without violence. Wait a minute. What does that mean? Resisting arrest without violence. I'm not really sure what that means. But he resisted arrest without violence. They take him to the hospital even though he's not hurt. I don't know what they were going to do to him. And as he's strapped to the gurney, he gets beaten again by this cop who arrested him. Now, this is what the sheriff had to say, and he's now getting criticized for this because he went against the recommendations of the standards committee. What kind of standards does this committee have if they tolerate this kind of behavior? Yeah, he got a 30-day suspension without pay. So what? Now, this guy has clearly shown that he is a thug and he doesn't have the kind of attitude or psychology to be a police officer. And he ought to be dismissed. And this sheriff, Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony, did the right thing. Here's what he had to say at the press conference on Wednesday, video clip number 12.
And looking at everything in a full, comprehensive manner and being objective, I could not support a discipline action of 30 days of suspension. And so he was terminated under my command, under my orders. We cannot allow for a small fraction, that 0.001% of deputies who may step out of line, who may violate policy, to be reflective of an agency of 5,500 employees. And so I talked early on about taking full responsibility and accountability for actions that may have occurred before I was the commander of this agency, and ensuring that the public would understand that we will be transparent. We are not going to sidestep these incidents when they take place. We will not turn a blind eye and act as though we did not know. When they come to my attention, our command staff will hold people accountable.
Good for him. Good for him. That's the sheriff that replaced Sheriff Israel there in Broward County. They need to keep that guy. I tell you what, that's exactly what needs to happen. He was terminated under my command, under my orders. We cannot allow for a small fraction, the 0.001% of deputies who may step out of line, who violate policy, we can't allow for them to be reflective of an agency of 5,500 employees. Because if you allow that kind of behavior and you protect it, then basically your organization has embraced that and corrupted by that. Good for him. Good for him. All right, let's take a look a little bit at what is going on in California. As California burns, as I guess it's got, we could call it warming California style. You know, the climate alarmists who are behind a lot of what is happening in California, not just the fires, but the blackouts that they're accustoming everybody to, because we have a new approach towards the infrastructure that's happening there. You know, one of the things that's got to be getting people upset is their cell phone towers have been shut off. I mean, how are you going to live without a cell phone to stare at all the time, right? And when you got fires sweeping the area, that also becomes a big safety issue because people can't make 9/11 calls, right? 81% of 9/11 calls are made from cell phones. And they said in these areas where it's burning in Marin County, close to 50% of all cell sites are down. In Sonoma County, 17% of the cell phone towers are down. So it's not just costing, you know, it's not just the dangerous fires, but they can't even get their cell phone. Their electric cars, they can't charge their electric cars because the power's out. And so you got people doing what Elon Musk did at the Nürburgring in Germany when he wanted to show up the people with their new electric Porsche, right? He wanted to send his car over to show that it was as fast or faster than the new electric Porsche. But he didn't have a charging station, so he brought a generator. And the people there are saying, wait a minute, this thing is incredibly noisy and belching out the diesel smoke. We don't like that around here. You know, we want to have clean electric power. Well, where do you get this clean electric power? As people are finding out, the renewable power mandates that they had in California are a big part of the problem is why they can't get anything on the grid. And Elon Musk showed that to everybody there at the Nürburgring. And now you got people in California who are, you know, the biggest, one of the biggest sellers there, of course, are power generators. And so people are burning very dirty, very inefficient power generators. So, you know, what do you do when your electric car is on fire? You know, the car's electric car, you're not going to be able to get it out of there if you can't charge the thing, right? If it stays there and it catches on fire, even after the fires go through, these things might start up again. As we've seen in these electric car fires, they will reignite two or three times. It's kind of like those birthday candles that are the choke birthday candles. Well, you know, the electric cars are kind of like that. Once they catch on fire, they'll reignite days later. And they're very difficult to put out. The electric car situation, as well as all the renewable energy stuff, all this is being used to shut us down, to take us back into a stone age. And, you know, there's a fight that has developed. I mentioned it earlier this week between President Trump and the EPA under him, saying we're not going to have the ridiculously high levels of corporate average fuel economy that California came up with. It's going to make cars unaffordable. They're not going to be able to meet that without making them incredibly expensive. And we're not going to allow California to set the standard de facto for the entire nation. And now we've got 10 car companies that have sided with President Trump. Four have sided with California. And we'll talk about that when we come back. And we'll talk about what's happening with the climate change and about the new Stone Age future that the Democrats are dreaming of, these utopian communes that The Guardian is talking about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, You absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine." That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is Myco ZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you. And it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Are choosing sides and with California or with President Trump. We have 10 major automakers have come out in support of a single federal standard where President Trump would set it rather than having California be able to set a de facto standard for the rest of the country. Four automakers have sided with California. Those four automakers are BMW, Ford, Honda, and Volkswagen. They've sided with California. However, the other 10, as well as the coalition called the Coalition of Global Automakers, has said that they side with President Trump and having one standard. And those car manufacturers are Ferrari. So, hey, we got a little bit early here. We got Ferrari versus Ford. I guess in this particular case, at least, definitely I'm going to be siding with Ferrari, the movie that's coming out soon. That's one of the few movies that I'm interested in seeing. I can't remember the last time I went to a movie. They've gotten so bad. They've become such pieces of propaganda so derivative and recycled. I'm not really interested in seeing movies anymore, but I'll go see Ferrari versus Ford. And in this particular case, Ferrari's on the side of President Trump. So I guess that's going to color the way I see that movie. Fiat, Chrysler, General Motors, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Toyota, Subaru have all stated that they want one national policy. And so they're siding essentially with President Trump against California's assertions that they are going to set a standard for everybody. There's such a large car market that if they come in and tell everybody, you got to have 60 miles per gallon or whatever arbitrary number they come up with to make sure that you can't afford to have a gasoline or diesel engine, then that will become the standard for everybody. And, of course, then you have the Democrats. You've got Chuck Schumer, as I reported last week and have been reporting. Chuck Schumer, $500 billion he's going to reward people to buy cars. You know, the other subsidies that they gave people to buy electric cars weren't enough to get people to make that choice on their own. So he's going to twist your arm a little bit further. He's going to incentivize that. And then, of course, if you don't go along with that, they'll just outright ban them. Sorry, happening across Europe. So when we look at what is happening, we got the LA Times now blaming these state fires and these blackouts on climate change. That's not really what's happening at all. It's bad policies. It's the renewable mandates that they had. And the fact that at the demands of the California government, this PG&E and the government were incentivizing people to get solar panels to the extent that, you know, they all had to be tied into the grid. And then when the grid goes down, guess what? The solar panels don't do any good. And they didn't set up the infrastructure. They were subsidizing people to get solar panels so much that they didn't invest any money in the infrastructure. And that's one of the reasons why it became a fire hazard. But also meant that they didn't actually set up the infrastructure to take the solar power properly. So now PG&E is paying people, other states like Arizona, paying them to take their solar power. This is misallocation of resources. This is a political agenda that is taking precedent over reality. You can see the LA Times headline there. Editorial, climate change has set California on fire. Are you paying attention? Well, if you're paying attention, you know that the LA Times is lying to you. The Mises Institute points out that these failures, particularly of PG&E, their failure shows the dangers of government-imposed utility monopolies. This is one of the monopolies that we're told. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. We need to have this. It's a natural monopoly. We need to have our infrastructure operated off of a monopoly. Well, it's not true. It's not true. Think about that. The rolling blackouts are not a free market outcome. As Mises points out, why are they always telling people during peak periods of high demand, you know, every summer, it's very common for utilities, wherever you live, they start nagging you to conserve power, don't they? Keep your air conditioner down. Don't use a lot of power. Keep it to where it's very uncomfortable. They start doing, maybe if you don't do that enough, they have rolling blackouts or brownouts in order to keep the grid going. And now they're just shutting it down in California saying, well, it's a fire hazard. Well, if your grid is a fire hazard, then fix your grid. No, they can't do that because they're subsidizing solar power. Anyway, they point out in the Mises, they said, well, think about this. Have you ever, even though people during the summer, not only do they run their air conditioning more, but they also consume more beer and hot dogs in July. Have you ever seen Budweiser or Oscar Mayer saying that they're going to have temporary outages? When you start buying more beer and hot dogs during the summer, do they come out and tell you, you're going to have to stop doing that? You're consuming too much. No, they celebrate that, right? They celebrate that. They don't cut back on that. When BG&E does the wrong thing and has to start, they don't invest in the infrastructure. And again, it's largely because the government is mandating this type of stuff. But when they do a bad job, why don't they go out of business? A competitor could get their market share, right? Oh, no, no, we have to have a monopoly. The California government forbids that. I mean, we had the same sort of thing going on with the post office, right? We had Lysander Spooner illustrate in the 1800s that, hey, they're going up. They radically raised the postal rates. And Lysander Spooner said, I can do a better job than that. And he did. And he was beating them so badly at their own game producing something that was very cost competitive at a fraction of the price, that they had to go to Congress and say, give us a monopoly, protect us from anybody else delivering letters. And they did that. They should have been allowed to go out of business because he could do it at a better rate. And these companies should be allowed to go out of business as well. They said that these things constitute a natural monopoly, that a certain level of infrastructure spending is necessary to even have the ability to offer these services to a particular region. Well, we have accepted this as a given, haven't we? We've accepted the fact that, yeah, we ought to have electric companies be given a monopoly, then they'll be tightly regulated by the government, and it's necessary. It's just natural. That's the only way to do this. And it just goes to show how all of us can, over a period of time, come to accept something that is not natural, that is not necessary. And we need to question that, because these same people who have imposed a very ineffective, centralized control of our power infrastructure are now about to put in place a centrally controlled, very bad, very is set up to essentially mismanage our transportation. They're going to put in an infrastructure for transportation. They're going to tell us that we got to have a natural monopoly or an oligarchy. There'll be, you know, a few people around that'll be allowed to operate cars, and we'll have to rent rides from them and so forth. And it won't take but just a few decades until everybody will think, well, that's the way that it's really got to be. That's the way that it has to be. We can't do it any other way. People look at this electric infrastructure and think, well, that's the only way that it could be done. No, actually, if you didn't have that, you could have people who are competitors to them. I mean, you could even have a situation where people would actually use the solar panels by providing the necessary batteries at a distributed aspect, you know, for each individual house. You could afford to do that. They don't have the technology to back up the entire grid now on batteries, the kind of capacity to back up everything to run the grid during the hours when the sun's not shining or the wind's not blowing. But you could do that at your own level, and you could get off of the grid, and that's the issue, isn't it? They don't want that kind of solar power because that takes power away from them, their political power, their power to control your life, the central control. And that's what this is really about. This is not really a story about technology or even the environment. It's about maintaining central control over you. And that's the whole point of the UN 2030 agenda. It's not about saving the environment. It's not about any kind of technological necessity. It's about simply exercising control over the people, creating an infrastructure that is centrally planned, centrally controlled. All right, folks, we got more news coming up, and we've got I want to cover what's happening here in Austin and elsewhere to our children. But before we do, real quickly, just remind you that we've got our emergency sale is about to end soon. 40 to 70% off of dozens of products, free shipping, and double Patriot points. We've got things like our Super Blue toothpaste with nano silver, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory ingredient, as well as Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Both of those, 50% off. Vasobeat, one of our newest products, the vasodilator made out of concentrated beet juice, 50% off and selling out very quickly. DNA Force, 50% off. That is a huge dollar savings. All of these are free shipping and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth, 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX, that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut, that's 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol, that's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Well, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about societal collapse and the things that are bringing it about, not just our infrastructure, but our morality. But let's begin with the defense of Katie Hill, who is now a victim, according to Stink Uger and the Young Turds, and also to the traveling sisterhood of burkas. They are now defending her as texts come out and say that she missed plane flights because she was out partying till 3 a.m. in the morning and came home drunk and missed plane flights and other things. As some of the texts that were obtained by Red State reveal, one of them says, getting hammered again? And I guess that's in the context of drinking. We would have to get, when we're talking about Katie Hill, that could mean something else, but we might need to have some more context. But, you know, here she is. She's pictured with a Nazi tattoo. And no clothes, and many other things, has affairs with her male legislative director, affairs with a female campaign staffer, and so on. They have rules against this now in the age of Me Too-ism, right? This is not appropriate for a person who is in a position of power to be having, it's not ethical, they say, to be doing things like this with congressional aides. And so coming to her rescue are people like authoritarian Occasional Cortex, who has been pictured and rumored to be having something like that going on with one of her campaign staffers and so forth. I don't know if that's the particular case, but we do know that is the case with Ilhan Omar, and she is also defending her. I don't know about Ayanna Pressley, but all three of them came out in her defense, saying it was a double standard. Double standard. Yes, she is one of them, and the rules do not apply to that sisterhood, right? Omar tweeted out to all the women/girls out there, do not be deterred from pursuing your dreams. What dreams are those? We must and will create a society where you cannot be defamed, smeared, and kept from your career aspirations because of a smear campaign. Well, I think what they need to do is they need to take a look at this in light of all these different texts, people concerned about her heavy drinking and so forth and her partying, not to mention all of the other extramarital things that were going on. They need to look at this as an intervention for her own good. Quite frankly, she is somebody who had just gotten elected, and it really didn't take too much time for her to be completely corrupted in that kind of a situation. But Occasional Cortex, authoritarian Occasional Cortex, AOC, has now come out and gone fully racist. White people, she says, are killing us. They're killing us. As I have pointed out many times, when somebody only talks about race, when everything that they see comes down to race, that is the very definition of a racist bigot. And Tucker Carlson called her out for that, as a matter of fact, on his program. She says, the people that are producing climate change, that's right, those people, the ones destroying the earth, driving entire species to extinction, killing children. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Killing children. Who's killing children? Ever notice how all those people look alike? They've all got something in common. That's right. They're all the same color. Yeah, that's what Tucker Carlson summed up. She's talking about that. And that is actually not a problem. Remember, we had Sarah Jeong, who had written about all those stinky white men. You know, they're white, they're pale, they're stale, and they're male. And they're stinky, too, she said. Remember all her racist comments that came to light when she was chosen as an editor at the New York Times and you had Candace Owen? Just repeat them and change white to black. And she got kicked off of Twitter for a while. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
Oh, and now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As I was just saying before the break, we've got authoritarian occasional cortex, AOC, essentially saying white people are killing us. And defending the actions of Katie Hill. Just like Ilhan Omar is defending her actions. Ilhan Omar, who would not vote to condemn Turkey for Armenian genocide. Think about that in the context where this is being done in the context of condemning everything that is Turkish, of course. But they need to be condemned for the genocide. That was the very first instance of genocide, what the Turks did to the Armenian Christians. But that may be the basis of Ilhan Omar's reticence to cast a vote to condemn that, even though the rest of her party was doing that. She did not want to do that. And as they side with Katie Hill, there's absolutely nothing that Katie Hill could do, violating ethics rules that were put in to protect staffers from being sexually harassed by their bosses. She's entitled. Why? Well, because she's young and she's female and she's Democrat and all these other, we have this intersectional ranking that is going on right now. And if you don't understand what intersectionality is, it means that some people are more equal than others. We need to remember that as these Democrats are pushing their Equality Act, which is going to be used to oppress people who have a religion that they don't like or values or say things politically that they don't like. That's how that's going to be used. Here's a good example of it. Headline from D.C. Dirty Laundry. Actually, this is from Natural News. They picked up this article. When Islamic fathers murder their sons for being gay. Think about that. Islam versus the LGBT. Now, this is how intersectionality works. You rank people based on what group they're in, right? You know, you have preferred religions and you have religions that are despised. Islam is a preferred religion. Christianity is despised by these people. So there's that. But then you have these other rankings and, you know, your ranking can go up if you can check more than one box. That's what intersectionality is all about. So if Islamic fathers murder their gay sons, the left doesn't care about that because, you know, Islam is higher in the ranking. And when you look even at the LGBT, I've said this for the longest time. I've said it over and over again as I was watching the reporting on the convention, the Democrat convention in 2016. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats would have somebody up that was LGBT, and then the guy that spoke and kind of introduced Hillary Clinton was a Muslim, and so they were just bowing down to that. And I said, well, you know, there's a real conflict that's coming here. I don't know how they're going to resolve this between the Muslims who kill gays and then the LGBT people, right? You can't embrace both of these groups forever, right? Eventually people are going to see this contradiction. Eventually these groups are going to be coming after each other. And now that has happened even within the LGBT, you've got the T's who are at war with the L's. For the most part, the transgenders are men, biological men, who say they want to be women. And they're shoving the women out of all these different contests. You know, whether we're talking about track and field, or we're talking about any other you know, cycling or whatever. The men who are identifying as women are making it impossible for the women to even participate at a fair level. And so this is happening within the LGBT. And I find it kind of interesting as we, you know, there was all this talk about the gay gene. And this was at the beginning, and they were saying, well, you know, there is a gay gene, and so it is a biological thing, and you can't discriminate against people who are lesbian or gay or whatever, right? It's not a choice. It's not a mental thing. And now it's completely flipped, hasn't it? Now with the transgenders, we're being told it's not, the biology doesn't matter at all. Forget the genitals. You know, first we were told you got to look at the genes and we're going to find a gay gene. And look, I do believe that there is a genetic component to it. I think there's a, you know, I think people like Katie Hill, who are struggling with alcoholism, there probably is a, you know, there's some groups of people, some individuals, some families where they struggle with addiction more than other groups do. We've all seen that, haven't we? And so I wouldn't be surprised to see that there is something like that going on in the homosexuality, that it's not simply choice or simply environment. Nevertheless, that was the fundamental basis for all these laws at the beginning, that there was a gay gene, that it was biological. And now they want to throw biology out the window. I mean, you can clearly see genitals. You can't see the genes, right? But genitals don't matter now. So how do you get the, how do you reconcile these blatant contradictions? Well, it's just intersectionality, and it's whoever or whatever agenda that they want to push at the given point in time, push against other people. And they will use one group against another group. That has always been the way the Democrats have operated. And when you go back and you look at the early 20th century, the late 19th century, what were they doing? They wanted to pander to the white majority. And so I said, well, we'll hit the black minority for you, right? And now that the demographics are changing, AOC is saying white people are killing us. If she had been around 100 years ago, she would have said black people are killing us. They have a, as Henry Kissinger said, we don't have any permanent allies. We only have permanent interests. And their interest, just like Henry Kissinger's, was power and money. And they will change skin colors like chameleons. Whoever they support, or sexual orientation, or religion, or whatever, right? They'll change any of that stuff. Just take a look at this. ICE arrests a Salvadorian national with child sex offenses after a North Carolina sheriff's office released him because he was an illegal. Now, this is happening in Asheville. It's kind of an artsy community in North Carolina over there in the mountains. U.S. Immigration enforcement arrested unlawfully present Salvadorian national Marvin Ramirez Torres Wednesday afternoon during a targeted enforcement action in downtown Asheville one day after the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office refused to honor a ICE detainer. Instead, they released Mr. Ramirez Torres from local criminal custody following his conviction for indecent liberties against a child. So there's another example of intersectionality. Child sex offenders, and it used to be that that was the one perversion that everybody could agree was bad, right? Child porn, that's going to justify us doing anything, right, to people. We're going to take away people's freedom on the internet and we'll justify it by saying we're looking for child porn. That was the one thing that we would not tolerate. And yet that has now become subservient to this political correctness that honors illegal aliens. Foreign citizens criminally trespassing here. And he wasn't just criminally trespassing. He was also criminally taking liberties with a child. But see, that kind of intersectionality, that trumps his being a child predator. That's the way the Democrats think. You have to understand that. It's perfectly logical for them. But you have to understand where these people are coming from. It's just like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. Why'd she say that? There's a reason she said that. The reason she said it is because the way they've set up Washington is they don't pass laws anymore. They create bureaucracies, and those bureaucracies create the laws. Those bureaucracies have law enforcement and courts, and you don't have any due process, any presumption of innocence. And you don't have any protection against excessive fines. So you have to understand how these people operate. And as ICE saved the community from this child predator that the sheriff released in the name of political correctness and intersectionality, this story out of Buffalo, New York, a taco truck named Lloyd is at the center of a controversy after they served tacos to ICE. Because you see, ICE is so despised by these people. They're at the bottom end of the real down, you know, down at the very, very bottom there with all those white people. ICE is evil. And you can't serve them anything. If you serve them, you're in trouble and you've got to kowtow to this mob.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have 2 different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and 2 other types because some people need all 3 types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ, makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we showed you the footage as people were meeting and various meetings here in Austin. They knew that this was coming. And you had groups saying, we don't want this kind of sex education, or in the past we would say, we don't want to have sex education taught to kids in kindergarten or 8 years old. It's just not appropriate. Whatever kind of sex education. It's just not appropriate at that age. Some really crazy stuff that's been passed here in Austin, and it is making national news. Everybody is talking about how disgusting the schools are here. I'll just contrast it to begin with. Russian children will be taught how to assemble AK-47s as part of a patriotism lesson in schools. This is coming up as the 100th birthday of Mikhail Kalashnikov, the guy who did the AK-47, and to celebrate that and to make sure they have people who can defend their country, they're going to be teaching children in Russian schools how to assemble AK-47s. What are we teaching people here in good old Texas? Yeehaw! Well, we will be teaching them about sodomy and condoms. That's what we'll be teaching here in America. Despite a heavy turnout from parents opposed to the plan, the Austin Independent School District voted Tuesday to approve a sex education curriculum that calls for teaching children as early as third grade, 8-year-olds, how to engage in sodomy and put on condoms, and to tell them that gender is not binary. It's not biological. It's not binary. No, it is. It is. Again, they better be careful, because we're going to remind them that they were telling us about the gay gene, and now they're telling us, oh, well, the genitals, you can't tell about that, right? I think they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth, or maybe they're talking out of some other part of their anatomy. As detailed by Texas Values, the people who are fighting this, the curriculum discourages gender-specific language like mother and father, because that limits children's understanding of gender into binaries. And that it also encourages children to attend LGBT pride rallies and to explore other ways to become LGBT allies. And it proposes various role play scenarios for children to act out in class, including lesbians deciding when to engage in oral sex and how to handle the aftermath of a drunken sexual encounter. For third graders. This kind of activity, just like we see with these drag queen story hours, this is the kind of stuff we used to rightfully lock people up for. Now, I don't care what, consenting adults do, but you do this kind of stuff, any of this kind of stuff to kids, you need to be locked up. You need to be locked up. The material also contains detailed instructions on how to put on condoms, even advice on how to lower the chance of pain and health issues with anal sex. As one father of a fifth grader said, "Who gave you the right, Austin Independent School District?" Well, I would say to that father, you gave them the right. You gave them, even worse than that, you gave them your children. As I pointed out, in the early 1990s, a father in Massachusetts, you know, where those people have completely gone off the rail, in Lexington, the place where they used to tell the, where they told the British, you're not taking our guns or cannons, they don't tell them you can't take our kids. There was a father who said that in the 1990s. They were giving sex education kids nothing like this, nothing like role play scenarios for kids to act out sexual encounters and things. No, it wasn't anything anywhere near as age inappropriate as that. It was about heterosexual sex, and of course this guy being a father didn't have any problem with heterosexual sex except that he did for children. And he said, I don't want my child to take that class, and they arrested him for trespassing. And he contested it, and the judge said, this is in loco parentis. These people at the school are operating in place of the parents. Because when you drop your child off at the school, said the judge, you have abandoned them to the state. And so who gave you that right, Austin Independent School District? Well, all the parents who are dropping their kids off at school are giving them the right to do that. He said, you've overstepped. You just have to understand that the people who have control of the system are people that you don't want anywhere around your kids. These people are pedophiles. Pure and simple, they're pedophiles. They don't believe in the age of consent. And that's something that transcends all these other issues. The school board itself largely dismissed community objections, writes LifeSite, signaling their position in advance with rainbow flags on their desks. Yes, they flew their flag. They flew their colors, telling everybody defiantly what they were going to do. They're not answerable to the parents. We have seen control of the kids go from the parents and from local control, parental control of local schools. That got removed to very large school districts, and then went from the school districts really to the states, and then from the states to the federal government that is now, from the top down, we've seen this kind of corruption being pushed on everybody. If there's any kids actually watching this, I want to tell them, said the school board, I want to tell them directly that you've heard a lot of hate tonight in this room, said Trustee Arati Singh. The crowd reacted to that by booing, at which point the board president dismissed it. By simply telling the audience that counselors are present for anyone who needed them. This vote by the Austin Independent School Board sends a clear message. People of faith and traditional moral values are not welcome in Austin's Independent School District. Yeah, that's correct. You're not welcome, and you better get your kids out of there. Now, Paul Joseph Watson reports on this. He points out that they're going to be mandating transgender education for 8-year-olds. Think about that. It's mandated. This is not an option. It's a mandate because you have dropped your kids off. You've abandoned them to the state. They will operate in place of parents. The justification, they say, is to prevent bullying and to enforce equality. That's the way they always present this. And yet they were bullying the kids. And these are things that, I don't know. He goes on to say, the usual answer to this kind of story is to homeschool your kids, but similar things are being inserted into homeschool curriculums, too. No, Paul, they're not. I control the curriculum that my kids see in homeschool. I control everything as a homeschooler. They are not going to be taught this kind of stuff. You're wrong about that. As a homeschooler, you are responsible as a parent. There is no default. You choose what your kids are taught. And you can choose to teach them this, or you can choose to teach them something else. You can teach them Christian values, or you can teach them this LGB tyranny. You can, it's now allowed for parents to psychologically and sexually abuse their children. That's now being supported, by the government. We see that over and over again, even here in Texas.
But that doesn't have to happen in your home school. Absolutely does not. You know what my homeschool curriculum looked like, Paul? It looked more like the Russian children being taught how to assemble AK-47s. That's what our homeschool curriculum looked like. Teaching firearms as part of our homeschool curriculum. Teaching politics and teaching people about God was part of our curriculum. I made sure what their curriculum was. I set their curriculum. And I'm not about to let any of my kids get anywhere near these pedophiles like the ones we have in the Austin Independent School District. We'll be right back.
We have strong disagreement on policy grounds, and I hope there's diversity in policy here. I don't care what your views are. I hope you articulate them and defend them and listen and debate them. That's important. But we have something in common. We have a set of values that are at the core of this country that hold this place together.
Clinton deep state bag man Comey thinks it's funny that he was the leaker and that he lied to Congress and the world. He thinks committing crimes are funny, and he thinks if he acts confident, he won't get indicted. Word is, the criminal investigation is honing in on him.
From my new home in New Zealand, I will...
And now suddenly he's talking about moving to New Zealand. Not so fast, criminal. We're going to bring you to justice, and we're going to bring Hillary to justice as well. Because if we don't, you criminals will continue to strike back at your enemy. But the American people know how much you hate us, and we're fighting back at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.video. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
Here's the bad news. Ultra 12 is selling out at 50% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping. So is VasoBeats. So is Ultimate Bone Broth. So is MycoZX. So is Living Defense. They're all selling out, but I'm keeping it 50% off till they sell out. Here is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, the organic reishi, astragalus root, and ELEV ATP, ancient peat apple extract, and so much more for your telomeres, your body, your cells. That is 50% off, back in stock. Just came back in. Get it for yourself. Get it for your family. You owe it to yourself. This is amazing, and it funds our operation. So please take action. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. The highest quality vitamin D3. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's so good for you. And it funds the InfoWar. A total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
The time has come to defy the thought police. They are banning hundreds and hundreds of symbols every year. They're waging war on communication itself, as the Fabian socialists promised they would do more than 70 years ago from their command base in England. We've had Oxford come out and ban clapping. The ADL and others will literally bankrupt you, kick you out of college, destroy you, have you arrested in some areas if you do the OK symbol. That's the international sign language symbol for OK. They know what they're doing. These people are authoritarians, and they're dangerous. And the answer to their attack on speech is to exercise it in their face. We have a it's OK to be OK politically incorrect ball cap. It's black and white, very nice, has the OK symbol on it. It's a great way to start conversations. InfoWars.com is on the back. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com and support free speech by supporting InfoWars while having a great hat.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Powers, keep on lying.
free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, when we look at what's going on here in Austin with this curriculum, and parents saying, who gave you the right? And they gave the right to these people. Let me explain to the people here in Austin, anybody that's listening, liberty is never given. It is only taken. And you need to take your kids out of these schools, out of these systems. I talked earlier in the program about Carl Hess, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party. He was a speechwriter for Barry Goldwater. He was the guy who wrote the line, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. Barry Goldwater called him his Shakespeare. He was somebody, as I pointed out, and I think it was in the 1930s. His mother was just staying one step ahead of John Law because she didn't want him in the government schools in the 1930s. She wanted him to be free to pursue his own education and not to, she saw the schools as propaganda at the time. And they've always been propaganda from one group or the other. And so she had him homeschool when homeschooling wasn't cool or even legal. And just as you see those kids in Russia now, as part of their school curriculum, they're being taught how to assemble AK-47s to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Kalashnikov, the birth of Mikhail Kalashnikov, who designed that. They're teaching them that. Look, you can teach your kids how to assemble rifles, but if you teach them how to assemble words and thoughts, that's even more dangerous to them. Carl Hess and things like that's even more dangerous. I tweeted out earlier this week when I saw Facebook and Twitter talking again about moderation. I tweeted out a paraphrase of what Carl Hess wrote for Goldwater. Extremism in defense of free speech is no vice. And so-called moderation by these social media people, so-called moderation in defense, in pursuit of social justice, not justice, but social justice, is no virtue. That's what we have gotten to. And you can choose, you don't have to have this, anything imposed into your homeschooling curriculum. You decide exactly what you want to do. That's your freedom to do that. And it is, I'll add, your responsibility to protect your kids from pedophiles like the ones running the Austin School District. I hate this city. I'm glad I don't pay taxes here. Well, I do, I guess, when I buy gas here or something like that. I contribute to that kind of communism that this city has come to represent. But it's not just one jurisdiction. This is happening everywhere, of course. As RT points out, the slippery slope into degeneracy. The media keeps sexualizing children. And it's got to stop. And we still have the government on the one hand saying we've got to shut down the dark web because, you know, child pornography. It's like, okay, so then why do you allow Good Morning America a few months ago to use that that kid? Well, actually, it's almost a year ago. Wow, it's been that long. Desmond, the 11-year-old boy who would dress up sexually and put on makeup and then have men throw money at him, and so that was celebrated by Good Morning America nearly a year ago, that kind of pedophilia, as trailblazing. They loved it. And now you've got gaming websites, news organizations, of course, Hollywood, everywhere, the Democrat Party pushing it. Last month, Kotaku, a gaming website, known for its diatribes opposing the sexualization of adult female characters in gaming, posted child pornography on their website. No. So, you know, that's okay, right? That's all fine. We don't have to worry about that at all. Meanwhile, what happens to parents who are trying to do the right thing for their kids? Well, you got a child taken away from his family at gunpoint. At gunpoint. I talked earlier in the program about civil asset forfeiture and things like that, about the police coming in and a shootout. With a suspect, they completely destroy a home. They say, we're not responsible for doing anything like that. We're looking after the community's safety. It's like, well, this home is part of the community. And if you're doing that, that ought to be considered a taking. If you're taking it in order to provide the service of safety for other people, you're taking these people's home. Oh, no. We don't pay anything when we do this with the police. And, of course, as President Trump is seeing his due process removed in this impeachment situation. We haven't had any due process for parents around America for quite some time. The Democrats get very upset if children are taken away from the adults that they're traveling with coming across the border illegally, because they might be, and in many cases, the majority of cases, they are being child trafficked. They say, well, you can't do that. That's child separations of the border. But they don't care when the government does that, again, mainly to poor people, because poor people don't have the financial resources to push back, but it's not always to poor people. Even if you got the financial resources, they won't tell you. They won't tell you what you're being charged with. They won't give you exculpatory evidence, which is, you know, what President Trump and the Republicans are complaining about. So you're hiding information that would show that President Trump is innocent, just like they did against General Flynn. But they're not the only ones that's happening to. That's happening to parents across this country. You have social workers, CPS workers, who are hiding that and won't tell them what the charges against them are. Taking the kids, trying to hold them long enough that those kids then become theirs and go into the foster care system, because they get money out of that, thanks to a law that was enacted by at the request of Hillary Clinton. That was her law. She was proud of that. She got that initiative through. She financially incentivized the theft of children from families. And yet now the Democrats are crying crocodile tears about children who are being trafficked, in most cases trafficked across the border. And you got law enforcement saying, we need to find out if this really is a relationship here. And here's a child removed from his family at gunpoint because the dad showed the world his son's vaccine reaction. The kid had a negative reaction to vaccines, and so they used that as a pretense to take that kid away. That is happening for people who are on GoFundMe and say, I had an adverse reaction to a vaccine. I need some help. People go all the time on GoFundMe and ask for financial assistance because of a health issue that they're struggling with and they can't pay for. And usually the Democrats are more than happy to point that out. Oh, look, that's a failure of our system. But not when it comes to vaccines. Vaccines can never fail. Vaccines are never dangerous. And so anybody that goes on GoFundMe and asks for help because of an adverse reaction to a vaccine, they've got to be taken off of GoFundMe, and they now are being taken off of GoFundMe. And so here is a family who is had their kid received a new meningitis vaccine called Bexsero, caused a massive reaction within a day of receiving it. Their son had started to suffer from a strange new twitch. At the two-month vaccine, Bobby developed a twitch. They said, we knew straight away it was from the vaccines as it had started that night. He was sleepy, floppy, and pale. And after we alerted the nurses to the twitching, they assured us the vaccines were 100% safe. They always are. That's the same thing the nurse, you know, in Samoa last July, not this July, but July 2018. Mother takes a toddler in, gets the MMR vaccine. The toddler immediately dies, immediately right there. The other mother who's there with her toddler says, I think we're going to go away. And they said, no, you can't go. Took the kid from her, gave the kid a vaccine. The kid immediately died as well. And so I said, well, what's going on with this? Oh, well, you know, it's not the vaccine's fault. It's not the hospital's fault. It's got to be that nurse's fault. They're crucifying the nurses for that. They did say, well, maybe it wasn't properly stored. Maybe it wasn't properly manufactured. You know, because the design of the vaccines, there can be nothing wrong with the design of the vaccines. Do not look at the vaccine insert. Do not look at the adverse effects. And if you show the adverse effects on Facebook with a video of Bobby having seizures, he hoped to warn other parents that Bexsero might be unsafe. Instead, in the UK, social services came and took the kid away at gunpoint. Yeah. Yeah, as, I don't know, are we descending into degeneracy here, sexually and otherwise? Yeah, we really are. I mean, Bork warned us about that. Slouching towards Gomorrah? Well, we're there. We're there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, Dad, They're teaching us about the periodic table, and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it saying exactly what you said. And I said, I know, honey, that's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most of the kids your age. And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself and to know that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
Infowars.com.
Folks ask me, Alex, why do you have two different types of iodine? Well, that's because different types of physiologies, different types of metabolic systems in people will like different formulas. It's just that simple. X3 is the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types because some people need all three types to absorb. Others like the pure atomic iodine. Get both. They're both great for you. Whichever one you like, use that and give the other to family or friends. Bottom line, iodine is essential. That's why I harp on it. The globalists want you to be deficient in it for a lot of reasons. Lower IQ makes you sluggish. You don't live as long. It's simple. Get your high-quality iodine at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale running right now, but it's about to end. It's the Iodine Challenge. Both types of iodine with selenium for 60% off together.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. All of our bodies are different. All of our metabolic systems are diverse. Some of us are deficient in some things and not in others. There's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, but I'm here to tell you. Every time I commit and use the supplements that we sell on a religious basis, my life completely changes. I'm healthier. I have more energy. I lose weight. I look better. Everybody notices. 2 months ago, I said on air, I am going to commit to take X2, Body's Ultimate Turmeric. I'm going to commit to flush my gut out with the gut fusion from InfoWars Life. And when I take these products, the results are nothing less than miraculous. Well, one product that's amazing that I use, I don't talk enough about, is Gut Fusion. Folks, check it out. There's nothing else like it. 50% off right now. The sale's about to end. Gut Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got more to say about what's being done to our children. They're talking about now they're pushing stomach surgery for children to stop obesity. We've got not just the situation in Samoa that was swept under the carpet, but now we have a mother in Cuba. Same thing happened down there. Her one-year-old immediately died after receiving an MMR vaccine. Cuba says, not a problem. Not a problem at all. There were reports that 2 children died. A couple of dozen had become, as many as 24 children were affected. Cuban ministry came back and said, no, it was only 5 and only 1 died. So that's good. We're all good. She's trying to put together a campaign on the internet. Well, good luck with that, because they keep censoring any information that is not what they want you to hear about vaccines. And again, if vaccines are 100% safe, then why do they need immunity? Why do they get a federal immunity for any harm that they do to people? If they're 100% safe, they don't need it, right? That's the only product that has immunity from you suing them is vaccines. That should tell you something. Anyway, before we get to that, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. They are safe, they are natural, they are effective, and they are deeply discounted right now, 40 to 70% off. We try to make this a win-win situation. Let me tell you, we have excellent products here. I take them on a regular basis. All of my family does. Things like DNA Force, it's pretty expensive. It's got a very expensive rare ingredient, comes out of Japan. DNA Force, it helps to protect your telomeres. And I've talked about this before. If you look at the Amish people, they have the telomeres are kind of, think of them as the end cap on the DNA. It's a very good indicator of your biological life expectancy. And for whatever reason, genetically, the Amish have longer telomeres than most people, and they live about 10% longer on average than most people do. And it gradually, as your DNA reproduces, that gets shorter and shorter. Other things that happen, it gets shorter and shorter. This is PQQ that is in this helps to protect the health of your telomeres. And that's a very important thing, because once those end caps go, it's kind of like the end caps on your shoelaces. Once that goes, your shoelaces start to unravel. Well, your DNA starts to unravel once the telomeres are gone. And so you want to make sure that that's healthy. Well, PQQ has been proven to be very effective in terms of preserving your telomere health. And we got a lot of products that are like that. I mean, you take a look at nutrients that help with your eyesight, age-related macular degeneration. That's been known to be something that can be treated with nutrition. Just good nutrition. That's the best thing that they've been able to come up with. And so there's a lot of things that are very easily addressed with safe, natural, effective ingredients. And we've got those things massively discounted. Again, 40 to 70% off, free shipping, store-wide, and double Patriot points. That'll get you discounts in the future. And all that's going to be ending very, very soon. Things like Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement. You know, most of the things that you take, you know that selenium you're supposed to have, but you can't really, I can't feel it when I take it. I want to make sure that I've got a good source of selenium. Our BioTrue Selenium is organic. It's non-GMO. I know that it's a safe and pure form of selenium, but I can't feel it when I take it, but I can feel it when I take Brain Force Plus. You know, BioTrue Selenium is 50% off, so is Brain Force Plus. Brain Force Plus helps my recall. It helps my focus. That is my favorite supplement, again, because I can tell when I take it, but you can also tell when you take our all-natural sleep aid knockout, which is also 50% off. We have our Alexa Pure Breeze, our air filter that you can use in your home. That is at the lowest price it has ever been right now. One of our newest products, although it's about to sell out, VasoBeet, concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. That is now selling out, but is now 50% off. Many other products you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com, even our Super Blue toothpaste. Folks, this is the best toothpaste you're going to find anywhere, and it helps to support what we do here at InfoWars. It keeps this program on the air. The only toothpaste that I know of that you're going to find Nano Silver in. And it's got the good halogen, iodine, not the bad one, fluoride. Great toothpaste, that's 50% off as well. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as we're looking at the latest thing that's being pushed by the medical community, surgeries, stomach surgeries for children, to combat rising obesity. Now, this wouldn't have anything to do with, I mean, you wouldn't want to try the simple stuff first, right? Like cutting down sugar that's put in every kind of food that we get. Or, you know, having kids exercise. You ever see kids playing outside anymore? I don't see kids playing outside anymore. They want everybody inside. I mean, you have kids playing outside, that's a reason to call CPS, isn't it? We've had a lot of parents who get CPS called on them because their kids are playing outside. No, we don't do that anymore. Little Rascals did that. You better not do what the Little Rascals did. Boy, they would definitely get you for that as well. And then we have this story that was up on the Drudge Report. A campaign to end child marriage in the U.S. runs into some surprising opposition, it says. Not really so surprising. They start out as corporate media usually does, with a story of a woman who was 15 years old. A 42-year-old neighbor molested her. She told her mother she'd call the police. The guy goes to jail. He gets out on bail. And then her mother, she said her mother suffered from mental illness. Then her mother had a sudden change of heart, and her mother said, you know, I think this is your fault, tells the 15-year-old girl. I think this is your fault. She's now 39 as she's going back over this. She said, I think maybe you seduced the man. And, you know, he could lose his job. He could lose his children. He could spend the next decade of his life in jail. I think you should marry him and make the charges go away. And she forced her into that. Because at the time, you know, regardless of whether there was consent, they had this thing called statutory rape. Because they realized that under the age of 18, even in California at that time, a couple of decades ago, even in California, they recognized that as a minor, there are certain things that you don't have the maturity to do, and that one of those is consensual sex. So they have the statutory rape laws, which Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz are on record as saying they think it's just a cultural aberration. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what's a cultural aberration. It's what we're doing to kids right now. And so now they're pushing against this. They said 87% of child marriages, the minor is a girl. And 86% of the time, she's marrying somebody who is a legal adult. And so you've got a Democrat in California saying we're going to ban marriage under 18 without exception. Now, this is at the same time they're pushing all of this transgender stuff in the schools. How do you reconcile this, right? I agree with this Democrat, but, you know, we have to protect people at a certain age. I'm not against marriage. I'm not against heterosexual marriage, but I am against marriage of minors because of age of consent. That's what it's all about. Get over this LGBT stuff. This is about children. This is about having sex with children. As I said from the very beginning, if you can tell them that they can make up their mind about what gender they are, regardless of any kind of biological situation, then you're setting the profile for, oh, they can consent to sex now. That's what this is all about. But you know who is opposing it? And the CBS is surprised about this, but I'm not. It's being opposed by the ACLU and other groups that are arguing that the new law would strip children of their right to form their own families. See, this is why I have hammered this home. I've put up the video. I've got one video that I did about the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child. I've got that pinned to my Twitter account, Libertarian. I've got the other video linked at libertarian.com that I did that is 2 minutes long to explain to people why this is happening. It's happening because the UN is pushing an agenda saying that children have rights that are superior to the rights of their parents. And that's just a lie. That's being pushed so they can do this type of stuff. As this individual who had the problem, Genevieve Meyer, now 39, she said, you know, most parents make good decisions when it comes to their kids. That's why you have families. That's why you have parental authority and parental rights. Because most parents will do the right thing. Most parents do love their children. Not all parents. But when we look at the spheres of authority, we don't just have authority divided under the Constitution, three different spheres of authority in the federal government, and then having authority divided between the federal government itself and the state governments and the people and so forth. But we have different spheres of authority. You know, family is one. Government is one. And the government should not penetrate the sphere of parental authority in the family unless the people in the family do something to abuse their authority. Then they violate their authority. And at that point, somebody else in another sphere of authority needs to come in. And that's exactly what she's saying. She said, we need to have laws in place to protect children when their parents don't. That's when you come in, but not until then. But because the ACLU is pushing this idea of children's rights, that's what is setting the grounds for parents who psychologically, sexually, and physically abuse their children. And you know, when we talk about this case with James Younger, it doesn't have anything to do with the parents. It has to do with the fact they're doing this to a child. A child. That's it for today. Have a good weekend.